For decades, we've been told a simple story: high cholesterol causes heart disease. This narrative has shaped everything from our breakfast choices to our medication regimens. Yet despite millions of Americans dutifully avoiding eggs, taking statins, and choosing low-fat foods, heart disease remains our number one killer. Why? Because we've been chasing the wrong villain. Nearly half of all heart attack victims have normal cholesterol levels. The Framingham Heart Study, one of the longest-running health studies ever conducted, eventually concluded that total cholesterol is essentially worthless as a predictor of heart disease, particularly for people over 47. Cholesterol isn't the dietary demon we've been led to believe. It's actually essential for life. Your brain contains 25% of your body's cholesterol, despite being only 2% of your body weight. Without adequate cholesterol, neurotransmitters can't function properly, cell membranes lose integrity, and hormone production suffers. Your liver produces about 3,000 milligrams daily, regardless of diet, while most people consume only 300 to 500 milligrams. Even Ansel Keys, whose flawed seven-country study launched the anti-cholesterol crusade, later acknowledged that dietary cholesterol has no significant effect on serum cholesterol. Thinking about cholesterol as simply good or bad misses the crucial point. It's not the cholesterol itself that matters, but how it travels through your bloodstream. Since cholesterol is hydrophobic, water-repelling, it must be transported in protein-wrapped packages called lipoproteins, essentially boats carrying cholesterol through your bloodstream. What truly matters isn't how much cholesterol cargo exists, but how many boats are in the water and what kind they are. Modern research shows that LDL particles come in different sizes and densities. The large, buoyant LDL particles are relatively harmless, while the small, dense ones can penetrate arterial walls and trigger inflammation. This explains why two people with identical LDL numbers can have dramatically different heart disease risks. The triglyceride to HDL ratio provides a much better indicator of heart health than total cholesterol or LDL. A ratio below 2.0 is ideal, while a ratio above 5.0 indicates significant risk, a 16-fold greater risk of heart disease. This ratio also serves as an excellent marker for insulin resistance, the true underlying cause of most heart disease. Heart disease begins with damage to the endothelium, the delicate single-cell lining of arterial walls. This damage stems primarily from inflammation and oxidation, not cholesterol itself. While acute inflammation is visible and aids healing, chronic inflammation silently contributes to conditions from Alzheimer's to heart disease. Atherosclerosis develops when endothelial damage from cigarette smoke, high blood pressure, or toxins allows oxidized LDL particles to penetrate arterial walls, triggering inflammation. Macrophages attempting to clean up these particles become overloaded foam cells that die, forming arterial plaque. This explains why smokers with normal LDL levels face higher heart disease risk than non-smokers with elevated LDL. Smoke oxidizes cholesterol, making it more dangerous. Inflammatory conditions throughout the body increase heart disease risk. For instance, rheumatoid arthritis doubles heart attack risk. This explains why anti-inflammatory approaches like Mediterranean diets and omega-3 supplements can reduce heart disease risk without significantly affecting cholesterol levels. While fat was long demonized, sugar escaped scrutiny despite clear evidence of its cardiovascular harm. Sugar primarily affects the body through insulin, the fat-storing hormone. Consuming sugar and refined carbohydrates triggers rapid blood sugar rises and substantial insulin release. This chronic insulin elevation leads to insulin resistance, where cells ignore insulin signals. This condition, affecting one-third of Americans, increases heart disease risk by raising blood pressure, cholesterol production, and triglycerides while lowering HDL and creating inflammation. Sugar damages blood vessels through glycation, where sugar molecules attach to proteins, creating toxic advanced glycation end products, AGEs. It also makes LDL cholesterol more dangerous through oxidation and glycation. The sugar industry concealed these dangers for decades. In 2016, researchers discovered that in 1967, the Sugar Research Foundation paid Harvard researchers to publish a review downplaying sugar's role in heart disease while vilifying fat. When their own research linked sugar to heart disease and cancer, they buried the results. Fat has been unfairly demonized in our nutritional landscape. Multiple rigorous meta-analyses examining hundreds of thousands of subjects have consistently found no meaningful connection between saturated fat consumption and cardiovascular disease, stroke, or mortality. The landmark 2012 meta-analysis by Siri, Torino, and Krauss analyzed 21 well-designed studies following 347,747 subjects over 5 to 23 years and concluded intake of saturated fat was not associated with an increased risk of coronary heart disease, stroke, or cardiovascular disease. What makes saturated fats unique is their stability. They resist damage when exposed to high heat, unlike their fragile polyunsaturated cousins in vegetable oils. When restaurants switched from lard to vegetable oils for frying in the name of health, they ironically created more harmful compounds. Polyunsaturated oils easily oxidize under heat, forming carcinogens and free radicals. The real problem lies with the omega-6, omega-3 balance in polyunsaturated fats. Omega-6s are precursors to inflammatory compounds, while omega-3s are building blocks for anti-inflammatory compounds. The ideal ratio is between 1 to 1 and 4 to 1, the ratio found in hunter-gatherer diets where heart disease is rare. However, Western diets contain an alarming 15 to 21 ratio, effectively overfunding our body's inflammatory processes by 1,500 to 2,000%. Sudden cardiac deaths in seemingly healthy people aren't really sudden. The warning signs were present but overlooked. These signs relate not to cholesterol levels, but to insulin resistance, the strongest predictor of cardiovascular disease. In healthy individuals, food consumption triggers a modest blood sugar increase, prompting insulin release to deliver sugar to muscle cells. However, in metabolic dysfunction, high sugar foods cause dramatic blood sugar spikes. When muscle cells resist insulin's effects, sugar gets diverted to fat cells, triggering inflammation as these cells expand. Dr. Joseph R. Kraft's research on 14,000 people led to a remarkable finding. Cardiovascular disease patients who weren't diagnosed as diabetic were simply undiagnosed diabetics. About 65% of U.S. adults over 45 are pre-diabetic or diabetic, likely an undercount since diagnoses typically rely on blood sugar rather than insulin measurements. This hidden diabetes explains why seemingly healthy people develop heart disease. They have underlying metabolic damage from unrecognized insulin resistance. Heart health requires moving beyond cholesterol toward a comprehensive approach. Start by avoiding the most harmful foods, sugar, processed carbs, trans fats, and excessive omega-6 oils. Instead, choose heart-protective foods like wild salmon, berries, nuts, olive oil, and dark chocolate. Support this with key supplements like CoQ10, magnesium, and omega-3s. Stress management is crucial, as chronic stress elevates cortisol, inflammation, blood pressure, and disrupts sleep and glucose metabolism. Combat these effects through deep breathing, mindfulness, exercise, and strong social connections. Your heart responds to emotions, relationships, and lifestyle, not just mechanical factors. By addressing the root causes of heart disease, inflammation, oxidation, insulin resistance, and chronic stress, you can protect your heart more effectively than statins alone. Your heart's health mirrors your body's inflammatory state, which you have the power to control through lifestyle choices.